ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सो देयर इज नो जीवः देयरफॉर यू कैन नॉट टॉक अबाउट द बर्थ ऑफ अ जीवा डेथ ऑफ अ जीवा There is no jagat, therefore you cannot talk about the creation of the universe, destruction of the universe. You cannot say anything about anything. You mean what? You have to remain quiet. What can you talk about jagat which is not there? Isn't it? Only if you said jagat is really there, you can talk about the jagat. Therefore, you cannot talk anything about jagat. What can you talk about consciousness? It is not available for description. Why? Because it is of the nature of attributelessness. Therefore, what is there is only Brahma Chaitanyam. Yatra kinchita na jayate. Not even little, nothing little is born here. Nothing originates from consciousness. Kinchit na jayate yetadu uttamam satyam. This absolutely, what is absolutely there is only consciousness, Brahma. Nothing originates from here. Okay? I'll tell you one more thing. Yesterday I was talking to Rajniji about it. I thought I would tell you again here. See, light analogy, light opaque example has always been used. I've been talking to you so many times. I'll repeat this again. See, all these opaque forms here, our bodies are opaque in nature, the walls of the room, the doors, windows, all the objects here, everything here is opaque. And all of them now shine. Therefore, they have the status of being the existent. Because they are all illumined. And they are all illumined. They are illumined because there is illumination. The illumination is because there is illuminator. We use the word there is illuminator, there is illumination, there are illumined objects. And you can say the illuminator, you also understand what? There is no illuminator other than the light. When you say why the light is not there, illuminator also disappears. Light is there, illuminator is there. Therefore, illuminator does not exist independent of the light. There is no such a thing called illuminator at all. It's only a temporary qualification attributed to the light. When you say you resolved the illuminator in the light, there's only light. There's only light, there's no illuminator. Therefore, if the illuminator itself is light means, what about the illumination then? Illumination is the very swarupam of the light. Illumination is the very nature of the light. And what about the illumined objects then? Illumined objects also, you resolve the illuminator in light, you resolve the illumination as the swarupam of the light, inseparable nature of the light, illumining, illumination, the inseparable nature of the light, swarupam of the light. And what about the illumined now? Illumined, opaque things are all reflections of the only light. Every opaque thing is nothing but reflection of the light. If I say, I mean the opaque thing is appearance of the light. Light alone appears as the opaque thing. Why do I say this? Why do I say opaque thing is nothing but reflection of the light? This opaque thing can never have the status of being existent, independent of the light. If there is no such a thing called light at all, the opaque thing will ever be non-existent. It can never have the status of being the existent. Opaque thing can never shine by itself, never come to light, never be illumined. They never can never enjoy the status of being the existent. It has no light, opaque thing will be non-existent. Why non-existent? It has no independent existence. If the light is not there, still the opaque thing can shine by itself. If it can enjoy its existence by itself independently, then you can say opaque thing is, as a parallel reality. Opaque thing is not a parallel reality, parallel to light. Light exists, opaque thing exists. Light is not there, opaque thing is not there. Anvaya Vatireka. If there is light, there is opaque. If there is no light, there cannot be opaque. Understand? Because, light does not produce the opaque. Light does not produce the opaque. Light does not destroy the opaque. Light doesn't have anything to do with the opaque. Understand? Light is not the cause of the opaque. Nor is the opaque effect produced by the light. Part of the opaque also. There is no karnakarya sambandha between light and opaque. Understand? When you say light is neither the illuminator nor the illumined opaque. Light is not the illuminator. From the standpoint of the light, light is not the illuminator nor is it illumined. But there is no illuminator, there is no illumined, there is no illumination other than the light. When you resolve the illuminator in light, illumination is the nature of the light, and you resolve the illumined also as the reflection of the light, you have resolved Triputi Bheda. There is only light. What only light is, and everything that shines, and every opaque thing is reflection of the light. Okay. What is the difference between the pure light and reflected light? Light minus opaque object is pure light. There is no such a thing called pure light or impure light or reflected light. There is just the light. The light. There is only the light. But the light is given the status, given the qualification as the reflected light. Status of, light is given the temporary qualification about a reflected light. From the standpoint of the opaque, the opaque thing is what? Reflecting medium. From the standpoint of the opaque object, the light is said to be what? Reflected light. Now you understand what is reflected light. Is there something called reflected light at all? No. There is only the light, just the light. But the light which is given the status of being the reflected light, the illuminator, therefore light which is given the status of being the illuminator, from the standpoint of the opaque thing, illumined object, is also what? Looked upon as the reflected light. Reflected light is what? Nothing but pure light. Is it clear? Pure light is not the reflected light. Understand? The reflected light is nothing but the light. There is no such a thing called reflected light at all. Got it? Just a temporary qualification from a given standpoint. Now, what about the opaque object? Initially, we say reflecting medium. Then we say reflection of the light. The face you see in the mirror is what? Real face is not the reflection reflected face, okay? But the face is what? Reflection. Listen, the reflection is nothing but this face. Similarly, every opaque thing is what? Reflection of the light, which is not separate from the light, which is not different from the light. There cannot be something called reflection without the original. Every reflection is of the original face. Similarly, every opaque thing is what? Originally light. Look at, reduce the opaque into what? Reflection of the light. In keeping with the number of objects, so many reflections. Because of this, objects are many, we can say what? Reflections seem to be many. And we say reflected consciousness are many. Really speaking, there is no such a thing called reflected consciousness, reflected light at all. There is only light. And every opaque object is what? Reflection of the only light. Therefore, every opaque thing is nothing but light. How can you say this? Finally reduce the dark, opaque thing, non-luminous opaque thing as light. It's only appearance of the light. Similarly, all these living beings, non-living things, all of them are what? No, we say they're all the known, experienced. I'm using both the words. The experienced world of objects, the known world of objects, the observed world of objects, cannot have the status of being existent without becoming the known, isn't it? There will not be there. If they are not known, means they are not there. For them to have the status of being existent, to become the known, there must be what? Knowledge, experience. The knowledge and experiencer is possible only if there is experiencer, knower. Understand? And an experiencer, knower, who is the experiencer? Because objects are many, there seem to be many illuminators. Similarly, because the minds are many, there seem to be many knowers. The minds are like opaque things, and then the minds are many. Therefore, there seem to be many experiences. In you, an experiencer, in me, an experiencer. Really speaking, there is no such a thing called experiencer at all, other than consciousness. Please understand, abstract, formless, all-pervasive, beginningless, endless, changeless, all-pervasive, only, pure consciousness, okay, is there as the knower in all the minds. There is no knower. Can you believe? There is no knower other than consciousness. Repeat it in your mind. There is no illuminator other than the light. The temporary status attributed to the light. Repeat this in your mind. It's a fact. Dwell upon this fact. Similarly, there is no experiencer, observer, knower other than consciousness. Therefore, there is no you other than consciousness. There is no I other than consciousness. Therefore, wave is water means, now you understand, I is conscious. Don't say I am. Difficult, okay? I is consciousness. Then when you become very clear, then you can say I am consciousness. Until the doubt goes, say I is consciousness. The doubt goes, then you can come to what? Aham Brahmasmi. I am consciousness is revealed by Sanskritam as what? Aham Brahmasmi. There need not be, there's no knower other than I. There's no I. I am the knower. Therefore, knower is consciousness. And how many knowers are there? How many eliminators are there? Because illumined objects are many. How many eliminators are there? Only light. There is not many eliminators. There seem to be many eliminators because of the illumined objects are many. Okay, therefore, the only illuminator is consciousness. Only knower is, only illuminator is light, only knower is, experiencer is consciousness. Then we say, what about the knowledge, experience? Just as illumination is the very swarupam of the light, nature of the light, knowing, knowledge, experiencing is the swarupam of consciousness. You can't separate it. You have resolved what? Knower. Resolved what? Experience, knowledge also. That is why consciousness is also known by the word knowledge, isn't it? The knowledge or experience, you resolve in what? Knowledge. The reality, the consciousness. Got it? Remember, illumination, illumining is the nature of the light. Similarly, knowing, experiencing, experience is what? Nature of consciousness. Now we say, the consciousness, from the standpoint of the mind, the manifesting medium, is said to be what? Manifest consciousness. Is there something called reflected consciousness, manifest consciousness? No. There is no such a thing called a manifest consciousness. There is no such a thing called reflected consciousness. There is only consciousness, the consciousness. The consciousness, the standpoint of the mind, is looked upon as what? Manifest or reflected consciousness. We see the mind as what? Reflected, no, reflecting medium, we say. Later on, we have to say what? Mind is nothing but manifestation of consciousness. What is mind? Manifestation of consciousness. Why do we say that? Because mind does not have the parallel status of being the parallel reality. Mind does not have countability. Mind does not have independent existence at all. See, there won't be a time when consciousness is not there. Okay? Consciousness is the only reality which is always there. Manifest or unmanifest, the consciousness is always there, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, all pervasively, ever, no, timelessly, it's always there. Understand? But the mind has no independent existence. Imagine, consciousness is not there, imagine, then mind will not be there at all. Like what? Minus water, there cannot be wave. Minus light, there cannot be opaque. Minus consciousness, there cannot be something called mind at all. Why? Because mind can never have the status of being the existent if there is no consciousness. Understand? Therefore, what is mind? Mind does not have independent existence. Therefore, mind is dependent on the consciousness for its very existence. Then it is dependent on consciousness for it to become conscious and sentient. Like what? As I told last class, the mirror cannot even have the state, cannot even become the illumined if there is no light. Mirror also will be one of the opaque objects. Mirror being one of the opaque objects, because it is transparent, it is capable of reflecting the light. It is different from, in its nature, from the other opaque things. Mind is, see, mirror is opaque, the house is also opaque. But only difference is, mirror is transparent, is capable of reflecting light. That's the only extra qualification. Otherwise, minus, there's no sun means, there's no light means, mirror will be as good as the dark room. Mirror will be unillumined. So mirror is dependent on the sunlight to shine, first of all, to have the status of being existent, then to have the status of being the illuminator of the dark room, which I gave last class example. Similarly, mind, because of its subtleness, it is capable of manifesting consciousness. Understand? Mind serves as a beautiful manifesting medium for consciousness. That is why we are all very blessed. If this mind is not there, other animals. That is why aham is not there. Like whenever you see the cartoons come, and then the cartoons come and all these animals come and talk for children's movies, you always think. It is because you have the mind, you can produce such pictures. That films where lion and elephant talk to each other. They have conversation. And the poor child watches and happy, feels happy. Isn't it? Aham, I am. It is not there. Why? There's no mind. Therefore, the mind is the manifesting medium which is capable of, where consciousness can become manifest. Which means this mind cannot even have the status of being existent if there is no consciousness. And then it cannot have the status of being the knower or illuminator experiencer. Mind is not the experiencer. Okay, mind cannot be the experiencer if it is not blessed by consciousness, isn't it? Mirror cannot be the illuminator of the dark room if there is no sunlight. Therefore, mind now has the status of being the illuminator. Deva status comes how? Indra status comes how? Because it is capable of illumining the external world of objects because it's blessed by consciousness. Understand? Therefore, mind is not even... Initially we say, mind is the reflecting medium, the light. Okay, consciousness from the standpoint of the mind is said to be what manifest consciousness. Really speaking, there is no manifest consciousness other than consciousness. Okay, there is only consciousness. Therefore, reflecting medium all is what now? Isn't a reflecting medium? It is a very reflection of the consciousness. Every mind is manifestation of consciousness. Every thought is manifestation of consciousness. Every thought is what? Appearance of consciousness. Now, what about the external world of objects? Reflection of the reflection of consciousness. Understand? Mirror itself is what now? Reflection of the sun. And what about the dark room? Reflection of the reflection of the sun. Understand? Similarly, the whole jagat is what now? Every body is what now? Manifestation of the manifest consciousness. There is no manifest consciousness. There is only consciousness. Therefore, every object of experience is nothing but manifestation of consciousness, appearance of consciousness. For every object is what? Every object is consciousness. Step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, come. Every object is consciousness. Every gross, tangible, inert object is moving, seemingly moving object is unmoving, motionless, intangible, abstract consciousness. Therefore, what he says, this example to remember. why I say manifestation? Because it has no independent existence. Does consciousness create anything here? No. Does anything originate from consciousness? No. Understand? It's only appearance. What is birth? Appearance of consciousness. What is death? Appearance of consciousness. What is pain? Appearance of consciousness. What is pleasure? Appearance of consciousness. What is jealousy? Beautiful appearance of consciousness. What is hatred? Very beautiful expression of consciousness. What is hatred? Beautiful expression of consciousness. Everything is what? Appearance of consciousness. Anger, jealousy. There's a Navarasas in dance. Children show. Why? Because they're all manifestations of consciousness. And the anger, desire, jealousy, hatred cause any problems, they're also what? Damage? It's also appearance of consciousness. Okay, the good emotions cause any pleasant experience, also appearance of consciousness. Everything is appearance of consciousness. Consciousness does not have any problem. Every problem which seems to be there, which really not there, is appearance of consciousness. Every problem is consciousness. Consciousness does not have any problem. Okay? Is it clear? Every problem is consciousness. Consciousness does not have any problem. There is no possessor possessed sambandha between consciousness and the problem. I have lots of problems. When you say, where are you talking from? You are not talking as a Thuriya. Thuriyam doesn't talk. Who is talking here? Vishwa. And who is this Vishwa? The I, strongly rooted in the grass body, talks as what I have all problems. Not only in the body, it's strong, sitting where? I am the body, mind, sense complex, strong identity. Listen to whole Mandukya class in the morning, 12:30. I'm very hungry, Swaminiji, please stop the class. If you say, I understand, I was in Thuriyam, I has been dragged to what? Your physiological system, identity is with the physiological system. Then you say, I am hungry. If you don't stop the class, I'll get angry. Then the mind go, attention, identity goes where? To the mind also. Isn't it? Therefore, I'm going, Swaminiji. Get up and go. I'll take this dragged to what? Body also. Quickly, the eye is placed all over the body, mind, and complex. Then you have what? All the problems. Therefore, Vishwaha, problem is there. Don't say, being a Vishwa, there's no problem at all. It's a lie. As a Vishwa, accept there are problems. When there are no problems, as Thuriya, there are no problems. So Gaudapacharya says, so having listened to Vedanta, don't go back and tell other people and irritate them. There is no Jagat, there are no problems, etc. It is only for us to understand and remember. Okay, others will get and get slap also sometimes. In India, they will slap you back. Come on, don't talk to us like this. So what he says here, okay, there's no nakinchit atra jayate. Remember, there's no karana karya sambandha. Consciousness is not the cause. Jagat is not the effect. Therefore, it is there's only what? Nothing comes into existence. Chittaspandita me vedam.
Chittaspandita me vedam.
Grahya grahaka vadvayam. Chittam nirvishayam nityam. Asangam tena kirtitam. Okay. Therefore, what is this yugat now? Grahya grahakavat dvayam means this, the entire cosmos this entire world, the universe, obtaining in the form of what? Knower and the known. Okay? The knower known duality, the Dvaita Prapancha. Okay? The knower known duality. I am the experiencer, the world is experienced. I am the knower, the world is the known. Grahakaha means the experiencer. Grahyam means experienced. I am the experiencer, the world is object of my experience. This division, the duality, the world of duality involving knower and the known, experiencer and the experienced, is what now? Chitta spanditam eva. Idam dvayam. This world of duality, obtaining as the knower and the known, is nothing but chitta spanditam. Is nothing but, chitta means consciousness, okay? Nothing but consciousness in seeming motion. The seeming motion caused by what? Maya. Chitta spanditam is only what? Appearance of the universe. Just as all the designs and patterns which you experienced when the firebrand tip, the glow, firebrand, the glowing tip of fire is moved. The movement caused, the movement of the firebrand alone appears to be many designs and patterns. Similarly, it's only all these forms are what? Nothing but the motionless consciousness in seeming motion. Chitta spanditam, there are appearance of the consciousness in seeming motion. Eva idam, which means what? There is no real knower. There is no absolute knower. There is no absolute. There is a seeming knower. There is a seeming the known. There is no absolute knower, absolute known. The knower is consciousness. Known is consciousness. There is no knowledge other than consciousness. What is there is only knowledge. 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 What is this opaque thing? Mic. If you see it as a mic, it is mic and as illuminator. Isn't it? Reflection of light. What is this wall? Reflection of light. What is this curtain? Reflection of light. What is this door? Transparent glass. Reflection of light. What is in what is that? Everything is reflection of light. Similarly, what is living thing? What is sun? What is moon? What are stars? What is space? What is fire? What is water? What is earth? Oh, every element is what? Manifestation of consciousness. Every elemental is what? Manifestation of consciousness. Every living being is what? Manifestation of consciousness. Every non-living thing is what? Manifestation of consciousness. If you know very little about a body, this is a human body, this is your, this knowledge is what? Manifestation of consciousness. If you know more about the heart, a cardiologist knows more about the heart. We know a little bit of heart. He knows more about the heart. The whole odd involved in the function he knows. There's also what? The more and more and more you know anything in the world, the more you see the manifestation of consciousness. More knowledge one has means you see the conscious. No. Everything is what? Any object of knowledge is nothing but manifestation of consciousness. Got it? Therefore, chitta spanditam eva idam grahaka grahya dvayam. Grahya grahaka dvayam. He says, therefore what? Chittam nirvishayam. Chitta means consciousness. Nirvishya means there is no object of consciousness. This is the most important thing. Okay? There is no object of consciousness. There is only consciousness. Swamiji, how can you say there is no reflection of light? There is no reflected object. Understand now? There is no object of consciousness. there is only consciousness. There is no object of knowledge at all. Why? Because there must be two independent things. If the there is no such thing called illumined object, there is only illumination of light. Illumination of light is equal to reflection of light. Every opaque thing is reflection of the light or illumination of light. There is no such a thing called illumined at all. There is only light. There is no, illumined by that. Why there is no illumined? Because if the illumined has independent existence, then you can, the illuminator and illumined. Illumined presupposes the illuminator. There must be two. Illuminator and the illumined must be two independent entities. Then you can say, illuminator is one, illumined is two. Two you can say. Are there two? No. Because illuminator can be, light can be, without the status of being the illuminator. Light can be without the status, illuminator status. It is independent of the opaque. But the opaque cannot exist independent of the light. Therefore, we don't count the opaque as a parallel reality. What is opaque then? Therefore, there is no such thing called object of illumination at all. There is only illumination. Every opaque is illumination of the light. Every opaque is reflection of the light. Reflection of the light means every reflection is the original light. Therefore, every opaque thing is appearance of the light. Is it clear? Steps are clear? Similarly here, that chittam nirvishayam means there is no object of consciousness at all. Why? Because object consciousness means there will be two, knower and the known, experiencer and the experienced. The two are not there because there is no illuminator other than consciousness. But consciousness can be without being the knower. Without the status of being the knower, consciousness can be, isn't it? Consciousness can continue to exist without having the status of being the knower. But the known can never be independent of consciousness. Therefore, it is not parallel reality. No object in the world really has countability, has no independent existence at all. Therefore, there is no such a thing called subject-object division must be there. Duality must be established as reality. You can't establish reality because the known has no independent existence at all. Really speaking, there is no knower, there is no known. Therefore, there is no object at all. There is only consciousness. What is every inert material object? Gross, inert, material object is nothing but illumination of consciousness, manifestation of consciousness, appearance of consciousness. So what is there? Only consciousness. What is jagat? Chittaspanditam. It's only, seeming motion in motionless consciousness. Therefore, what? Nityam athe asangam tena kirtitam. Therefore, what? Consciousness is said to be asangam. Asangam means what? Untainted. It has no relationship at all. For any relationship, there must be two. Absolutely, there is no relationship at all. What connection, association does consciousness have with anything? There must be anything or something other than consciousness, no? Only then you can talk about the relationship. There must be two parallel realities for one thing to have the relationship with the other thing, isn't it? What sambandha can water have with the wave? What is every wave? Every wave is appearance of water. There is no wave which is not the water. Wave is water. Wave is one's own appearance. Water's appearance. Therefore, sambandha is not possible. Therefore, asnityam asangam. Ever relation free, association free, connection free, contact free, only reality consciousness. If you see yourself as the Turiyam Chaitanyam, to understand all these steps here, you can see yourself as what? Then you can say Aham Brahmasmi, means you see everything as manifestation of Brahma. Not only you are Brahma, everything else also for you must be Brahma. Only then you can say Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi, you are not Brahman, means what? Aham only Brahma. That is a problem, okay? That's a big problem, huge, infinite problem that is. Because Aham Brahmasmi means, in your vision, there is only Brahma, which is everything else is Brahma. This is really most abstract fact. Really, this is only Brahma. Everything is what? Manifestation. I use these three words. Illumination of consciousness. Manifestation of consciousness. Appearance of consciousness. Which means there is no object at all. Therefore what? There is only consciousness. That only, that word you have to use here. Only consciousness. Only Brahma. There is only Brahma. When you say only means what? There is no second thing other than Brahma. Advitiyam Brahma. Ekam Brahma. Advitiyam Brahma. Advayam Brahma. Non-dual. Secondless. Only reality consciousness. What are you? Aham Brahmasmi. Therefore, only Brahma. Then, where is Sangha? How can there be association? How can there be relationship? The standpoint of Turiyam, there is no Sambandha, there is no relationship, there is no nothing. Understand? Having said this much, now 73rd verse, he says, let us read this one verse and stop it. Yosti kalpita samvritya paramarthena nastyasau paramarthena nastyasau paratantrabhi samvritya paratantrabhi paratantrabhi samvritya paratantrabhi samvritya syan nasti paramarthatah
syan nasti paramarthatah.
Okay, it is very clear. Only from the standpoint of Turiyam Chaitanyam, there is no Sangha, there is no relationship, there is no association, there is nothing. But as I told you earlier, having attended Mandukya class and going back, and if you say something differently, people will think we are all mad. Therefore, yaha sangaha asti, any association, any relationship, any connection, isn't it? Anything which is there, they are not there only in the standpoint of Turiya. But whatever duality, nowhere known duality, whatever is there, yaha asti, which seems to be there now, kalpita samvritya. Kalpita samvritya means what? Only from the standpoint of the waker, only from the standpoint of relative reality. Vyavaharika drishtya. transactionally, isn't it? The standpoint of the vyavahara, the standpoint of the and the standpoint of the vekar vishwaha, there is duality. Don't go and say there's no duality at all. So in vyavahara, we are transacting in the world, you are a vekar, and when, as a vekar only you are can transact in the world. As a turiyam, you cannot go and transact. Turiyam consciousness does not go and do any transaction. Okay, I'm duya atma, you know. We'll go and tell. So what? People ask you, so what? Who cares your turiyam? They'll talk to you back, talk back like that. So let's not lose our respect there. It is for us to understand. He says, yaha bedaha asti. You know, yaha sangaha asti. That kalpita samvritya. The standpoint of the vishwaha, when you're transacting in the world, you know, in the world, with the world, then you are done from the standpoint of the Vishwaha, then there is duality. There is what? Sangaha, associations. So everything is there. Kalpita samvritya asti. So the empirically, these differences are all there. Associations are there. Relatively, they are there. Don't say relatively, they are not there. It is wrong to say that. Relatively, they are there. Even you understood also, be clear. When you do not see the sunrise, okay, when you see the sunrise, be clear there is no, sun does not rise at all. You have to be very clear, but don't tell child the sun does not rise. Because why? Don't deny the perception. Without denying your perception, okay, be in the truth, be with the fact. What is the perception? Associations are there. Where? From which standpoint? The standpoint, relative, no, the standpoint of the Vishwaha, Vekar, there is duality, there are divisions, there is Sambandha, connection, associations, relationships, everything is there. Kalpita samvritya yaha asti, paramarthena nasti. The standpoint of turiyam alone, it is not there. Be very careful. No, half-baked Vedanta should not go and confuse other people. That is why better let us not talk to people Vedanta. When you go and talk to Vedanta, you should really discuss with the people who study Vedanta. Who are not at all exposed to Vedanta, there you just be a wise person, just talk what is relevant there. Isn't it? Confuse other people. Therefore he says, paramarthena aso nasti. There is no association, relationship, contact, everything from the standpoint of the turiyam. Paramarthena nasti. But now, vyavahare asti. Understand now? Vyavaharika drishtya asti, paramarthika drishtya nasti. Standpoint. From the standpoint of turiyam, there is no relationship. The standpoint of vishwa, there is relationship. There is sangaha. Yes, duality. The standpoint of turiyam, there is no duality. There is non-duality of the reality. Non-dual reality. The standpoint of Vishwa, there is duality. Then, paratantra abhisamvritya syat. Again, duality is real, divisions are real, plurality is real, multiplicity is real, all the experiences are real. No, how real are they? From the standpoint of the Vishwaha. How real are they? Relatively they are real. Empirically they are real. Don't say they are unreal. That is why Pujya Swamiji taught us very clearly, never ever say world is unreal. Unreal means that does not exist at all is unreal. It is not unreal. It is real. It is not absolutely real. From whose standpoint? The standpoint of Vishwaha, the waker, empirically, relatively, the duality is real. Shankar Bhagavad does not deny the perception of duality. Duality is real. Divisions are real. Plurality is real. Multiplicity is real. Diversity is real. All the experiences are real. Everything is real. Empirically real. Relatively real. From the standpoint of the waker, everything is real. But, therefore, he says, Paratantra Abhisamvritya means, Paratantram, he means Anyashastram. Anyashastram means, from the standpoint of all other schools of thought. The standpoint of other, the view of other philosophers, duality is real. The standpoint of other schools of thought, other, no, the philosophers, the views of other philosophers, the standpoint of the view of other philosophers, duality is real, relationships are real, plurality is real, divisions are real. Why? Because their view is the standpoint of the waker. All the philosophers' views are from the standpoint of the waker. They do not see all their theories are what? No. No, based or from the standpoint of the waker alone. As a Vishwa they see. They express their theories based on what they see as the waker, from the standpoint of the waker alone. When you shift your eyesense from the waker to Turiyam, the standpoint of Turiyam Paramarthena, from the standpoint of the absolute reality, the consciousness, Turiya Chaitanyam, the Atma, when you see there is no duality, there is no plurality, there is no multiplicity, there is no diversity, there are no experiences, there are no divisions. Nothing is there. The standpoint of Turiyam, Atma. Understand? Therefore, why all other philosophers, are they right or wrong? The views are right or wrong. From the standpoint of the waker alone, they express their view. Their views are all from which standpoint? The standpoint of the waker. Therefore, they are right. But they have another standpoint. The standpoint of the Turiyam, when you see, they're all not right. Understand? Therefore, how beautiful. You understand the subtle point aspect here. So let us not go and tell everybody there's no world. When you say there's no world, what do you mean? From the Turiyam standpoint, there's no world. That's true. The standpoint of the waker, there's a world. Therefore what? Relatively real. Absolutely not real. What is this world then? Chittaspanditam. You get to say Chittaspanditam. The whole world is nothing but seeming motion in motionless consciousness. Understand? Therefore, Gaudapacharya, suddenly he jumps and warns us, come on, don't go and talk what is the standpoint of Turiyam. When people, from the standpoint of Vishwaha, don't deny your perception. Understand? We should never deny our perceptions. We need not deny our perceptions. But perceptions are from the standpoint of the waker, the perceiver. Isn't it? The absolute standpoint, the Turiyam, nothing is here. Only Brahman is here. Everything is knowledge. Okay. Abhisam. So, para tantra abhisamvritti. Abhisamvritti, he means what? People remaining ignorant of the absolute reality, seeing themselves as the waker. When they see the world from the standpoint, everything from the standpoint of the waker, then their views are all what? Real. How real they are? Relatively real. Nobody is wrong here. Look at this. Everybody is real. But how real? Relatively real. Subjectively real. Objectively real. Absolutely not real. What is absolutely real? Consciousness. Brahman alone is absolutely real. So what are you now? Absolutely real reality? Or what are you? You had choice now. Okay, let me come with you. I prefer being a waker, you know. Then go and have all fun. Whenever problems come, shift. From waker to Thuriyam. I have no problem at all. I am consciousness. When problems come, when problems are not there, have nice fun, when nice holidays, be a waker. Anyway, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. You know, it's like saying, imagine there's a play happening on the stage. There are many actors. And one actor very seriously comes and then dresses up and then comes to the stage and he's initially acting. And it becomes really character, real character. And after the show is over, the wife goes and comes, okay, everything's over, come on, go to the room and stage and come. And he is not, no. I'm really suffering. My son has died in the drama. Okay? And he's crying and crying and crying. Not coming. Come on, drama is over. You finished acting. It is you are not really father here. You are finished acting. You're no more, no, that drama is over. It's all gone. It's only the stage, you know. You have come as you are actor. You are paid for acting this. You are working for this drama company, you know. You're acting here as a father and who you cry. You had to cry for death of your son and all that. No, my son has died, I'm still crying. Because it's so strongly what now? He identifies himself as the character here. And then this woman saw, my God, my husband went as a really clear, well, buddhiman, comes on a mad person, and he drags him and takes him to the green room. And puts him in the green room. Come on, this is a green room, okay? Now, remove all your dress now, father's, that show, whatever dress he had before, as he acted as a, you know, remove everything. Now come back. As what? No, my husband, okay, come back. And he has to really remove all the costumes he was wearing as the old father and all that. All the costumes he removed. And he was given the original dress he was wearing before. When you came to the stage, before you went to the stage, in the green room, you change your clothes, okay? Take this old clothes, wear the old clothes. And he was, slowly he remembers, I only act this, no, I'm not like that. What is the green room? Shastram also does the same thing. We are all acting here, okay? We forget, we become the characters. And really associate, my God, we only drama. We don't see that. We forget we're all actors here. Role play. And then Shastram drags us to the green room. Which is a green room? Mind. Mind green room. Come on, come to the green room here. And then the command Shastram tells, come on, in green room, what are you? Are the knower or the known? I am the knower. Are different from the knower, known or not? Yes, I am the knower, different from the known. I am not the known. Who are you then? See yourself here. Yeah, I am consciousness. Okay? Understand? The mind is the green room. You have to be dragged from the body. You know, that's why it's a beautiful expression. The whole world is a stage. There are actors. All the beings are actors here. And all of them have to be taken to the green room called the mind. And they have to be disrobed from the actors' dresses. And they have to be shown what they are really. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.